how has it changed over the years in terms of the money available? I mean, what at the best, what were you guys doing, and what are you looking at now?
Back when the task force was first started, back in the late 80s, early 90s, with Buck Jones and Ronnie Dobson, they told me that when they applied for grants back then, they were fully funded. So you're talking, you know, a couple hundred thousand dollars, you know, we get. But, of course, back then, they let all the agencies know that this type of funding was what they referred to as seed funding, or like a seed grant. It's basically where you implement the program, but just know down the road that the funding will eventually go away. And we're starting to see that they're true to their word. You know, since I've been the commander of starting January of 2012, we've received $68,400, respectively, 2 years in a row. But then now I'm being told this year not to expect anywhere near that. They're talking like a 54% decrease. So we've taken steps to prepare the Board of Supervisors, the Sheriff's Department, the city councils, both cities, Keokuk and Fort Madison, both. Also the police departments that do have their investigators assigned to us to prepare for that day. So, and everyone's done a real good job doing that. It used to be the task force guy was not funded by their agency. In fact, when I was hired, Sheriff Dave Ireland told me when I was hired in 97 that if funding were to dry up for the task force, I'd probably be looking for a job. They've since stopped telling guys that because they've started funding for those guys through their own budgets.
And that's what I was going to say. That's what I get the sense of. It's like anytime someone brings up task force, the councils, the county are like, okay, where are we going? What are we needing? How does that feel in the process to know that you guys have that type of support in what you're doing?
Well, they live in the communities too. Bang for your buck, you get it. I can tell you this. I just asked the jail administrator for grant purposes for statistics. I asked him if he could let me know the percentage of inmates in our county jail right now that are there because of drug task force arrests. And he said, without looking, 30%. On any given day of the week, a guy could look down there and I'd say it's 30% is probably low. And there's only three guys locking these guys up. So that's a pretty good statistic if you want to look at it. And it's not that the guys out on the streets that do patrol aren't locking people up. It's the people that the drug task force arrests stay in jail. We're talking felony crimes, and the county attorney's office prosecutes them vigorously, and the judges locally set high bonds, and that's appropriate because these are serious charges. And it gets them off the street, gives them an opportunity to hit the reset button because a lot of these guys aren't thinking straight anyway. You know, they're using drugs. So it gives them time to come in and kind of think about what's going on in their life. As far as the support we have, I couldn't ask for better support. We started thinking forward here in 2012, and I've been working with the Lee County Auditor's Office, the budget director specifically, Cindy Renstrom, who's fantastic, I'll add. We visit almost daily about our expenditures, and we've figured a budget, and we forwarded that budget to the three entities that supply people to the task force, so they'll know exactly what they will need to spend someday. Right now, we get by with very little, if any, office supplies. We have a contract employee secretary who comes in when needed and does reports for us. As far as expenditures go, we're down to one of the most expensive things that we buy are jars to send methamphetamine evidence to the laboratory, and that's because the lab demands certain glassware be used, and it's for everyone's safety. And sometimes that's upward of $500 a pop. So, and we're like anybody else. We got to print papers out, so our printer ink is expensive, and we're just upgrading our computers because Microsoft XP is going out of business, if you want to call it that. So as far as expenditures, you know, these guys are still cops. They don't wear a uniform, but they come in and they're out taking care of business.
And that obviously caught the headlines when you had your discussion the other day, just the sheer volume of what you guys do. I believe it said Lee County in 2013, the most and meth labs, cases, arrests, kind of, what are we looking at?
All of it. I guarantee it. In fact, for statistic purposes only, they recommend that if, let's say I go to your house and you've been cooking meth, but you have 81 pot meth labs in your house, to the statistic takers, that's one meth lab. But let me tell you, to clean that up, that's 80 meth labs, because we have to do each one individually. And that takes time, and it's expensive, because we have to use certain materials to decontaminate this stuff and to counteract the acids or the base materials that are inside the bottles. So, plus, it just takes time. You're talking 80 different things we got to mess with. And it's all evidentiary, so it all has to be handled, make sure nothing's cross-contaminated. Gloves, there's another expense. You know, as far as money coming in, people wonder how we get by. We do forfeit property, and we sell it to the highest bidder. I'm on eBay right now. I'll tell you to check it out. We have a car on eBay right now and a set of subwoofers, so if anybody needs... It's a pretty decent car. Have at it. Look under Lee County Narcotics Task Force. No spaces under Advanced Sellers, and you can see what we sell. But it's no different than having a public auction downtown Keokuk and having an auctioneer. The difference is I simply don't have a place to store all this stuff for 2 years until we have a day for a sale. So if the technology is available, we're going to use it. And I also think we get a pretty premium price for the things we sell by doing it online. Not to take away from old-fashioned auctions, I think they're cool, and if we have that much stuff, we'll probably do that again someday, because it is fun to do and we like to keep our business local. But right now, the way things come in, I just simply don't have a place to store them, and this seems to be the best way of getting rid of stuff and generating some money for these guys to buy office equipment with.
Probably the almost the final thing, in terms of when you hope to hear from the grant, does it go by fiscal year? Is it just as money available? When do you guys hope to hear what you're going to end up with?
We usually hear in June, and I'm sure it'll be bad news. I'm not expecting a large check. Anything's better than nothing, I'll say that. And I'm sure the taxpayers will agree with me. Anytime we can receive a grant from the federal government, it's tax dollars not being used from local budgets. Ultimately, I understand the taxpayers do spend. That is their money. But let me tell you, we're very frugal with it. We wouldn't be buying computers today if it wasn't for the Microsoft XP debacle. So we'd be getting by on what we've always gotten by on in the past. People are more than welcome to stop in and visit with me about the drug task force. I'm at the sheriff's department here. I am kind of tough to get because I am the investigator for the sheriff. So I kind of wear two hats. But if they swing in, I'd be happy to answer their questions or take their comments or their tips. If someone has a drug problem in their neighborhood, call me at 376-1084. Email me. We have a Facebook page. Under Lee County, Iowa Sheriff's Office, you can send a message to us there. That's looked after by myself and Sheriff Jim Scholl. No one else reads those things. If you want to shoot me a message on there, if you tell me to keep your name out of it, I will. I don't have a problem doing that. I like anonymous tips, and that's how I'd like to keep them. If you want to be anonymous, great.